This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. What is America talking about? You're about to find out because we're going to welcome you into the inside world, the inner circle, the inner sanctum of the talk radio world. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who is the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. He and his staff go through all the things that they listen to, radio programs, stations, hosts that are working over the issues of the week. So he has 10 stories that they've agreed upon are the biggies this week and the people who are ancillary to those conversations. So let's go through the list, Michael, after that 15-minute introduction.
Ah, actually, we have 14 stories. We squeeze in a few ties because it's that complicated. It might even be 15 if my eyes are not deceiving me.
Great.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and the NBA playoffs are really gaining a little speed now as we come to the end of the first round and start the beginning of the second round. There is a seventh game for the Boston Celtics, and it's very interesting indeed. At number 9, the deadly Toronto van attack and the Waffle House killer. At number 8, Kanye West's Trump love. At number 7, the Pruitt hearings and the Iran nuclear deal tied at number 7. Number 6, a late arrival, but a major verbal storm. Very interesting, the Bill Cosby trial, the conviction. At number 5, Pompeo confirmed, and Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Ronnie, withdraws. At number 4, the immigrant caravan and DACA status. At number 3, the Trump Stormy Daniels case still near the top of the list. At number 2, the Trump-Macron visit. Fascinating international story. And at number 1, the Comey CNN town hall and the Trump-Russia investigation still at number 1. On the people list, we have Kim Jong-un at number 10, and that's a big story brewing toward the end of the week. At number 9, Kanye West. At number 8, Michael Avenatti, one of the many lawyers on the scene. Number 7, Dr. Ronnie Jackson and Scott Pruitt. Bill Cosby at number 6. Mike Pompeo at 5. Michael Cohen at 4. Emmanuel Macron at 3.
Did you see Kim Jong-un hopping over the concrete barrier into South Korea?
Yeah,
quite a visualization.
I'm very proud of him. Hey, I said about 4 or 5 months ago that it's not outside the realm of possibility that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un will receive jointly the Nobel Peace Prize someday.
Yeah, for putting them all back together again.
And it's really a beautiful thing. I hope it's not crap. I hope that they mean it.
Yeah. Well, it's like a lot of other stuff that's going on. There's so much that the information that we get is so clouded that the reality you never really know. And these guys may be helpful in contributing to the delinquency of all of us because we don't really know what's going on. I think that happens more often than not. Really and truly, I don't think. And that's part of the conversation that's helpful if you got a good talk radio person who can dig into the facts and enlighten people as to things they may not have known or thought about before. I think that really is one of the marvels of what we do for a living, Michael.
There's no question. Well, it's called original angles, original takes, as opposed to just, reciting talking points that are warmed over.
Which some hosts are guilty of. There's no question about that.
Most hosts are guilty of that. But then again, most everybody in every field are mediocre. Doesn't mean it's not difficult to do. I mean, it's difficult to be a mediocre Major League Baseball player. They play better than I do. But most fields, the cream rises to the top, and that's why they call it the cream. It's a small percentage of the whole. And in radio, it's no different. The really, really super-duper hosts are a minority. Yeah. Most are follow the format, follow the talking points, and preach to the choir. And that's not a put-down. It's just a statement of reality. Back to what you said, though, before about the murkiness of the North and South Korea issue. Isn't it funny how suddenly the photos of Kim Jong-un, he doesn't look like a menacing madman anymore. He looks like a reasonable businessman. He looks very friendly and almost like
PR and a makeup artist can do for you, right?
Isn't that, I mean, look at the photos of him. He's smiling and he's happy and he's wearing nice clothes.
The world's newest hero.
His hair doesn't look so peculiar, you know, in terms of an exotic style that we're not used to. Oh, man, it's all psychology.
Yep, sure is. Understanding it, how we're all being used. The world is just a playground for the news media. It really is. All right, so let me just take one person aside as we go through this, talking about the hosts that rise to the top, the cream of the crop. One of the things this week, and I don't, if you're in talker land, if you go to talkers.com, you'll see one of the big stories this week is the return of Mike Francesa, who was and is going to be again, probably or arguably the number one personality on radio in New York City. Is that too extreme a statement, or is this guy really, if you believe what you see in the New York newspapers for the last couple of days, this guy is more important than the president?
Mike Francesa is clearly the most talked about and most written about and highest profile personality in terms of media attention in New York. I can't say that he's necessarily the number one in terms of other statistics, ratings or revenue or, you know, there's so many ways of slicing it. But yeah, and he has consistently, since we've done the Sports Talk Heavy 100, been the number one rated most important talk show hosts in America, local or syndicated, by Talkers Magazine until this year, because the rule is you have to be working at a radio station to be on that list, and he took himself off, and he went from being number one to number none. And I don't think that made him happy, even though he understood the rules. He really did a turnaround. The guy talked for years how he's going to leave. He basically abused management. He was very difficult to deal with, very successful, very self-confident, very demanding, very highly paid. You know, he can get away with that. And then he left. And to seek greater things, and I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden rumors started leaking that he was desperate to get back on the air, and now he's coming back.
So you may or may not remember this conversation that you and I had at the last Talkers convention last June when he was there. We have him every June in New York City. This year, I think it's June 9th, is it? June 8th? June 9th?
June 8th. You better get the dates right, or you're going to get there and they're going to say it was yesterday.
Right.
Enjoy your hotel night. There's a great Chinese restaurant down the block.
Right, thank you.
Have fun.
Anyway, I said to you when I had never met the guy before. I never talked to him. I watched him. I watched his body language. And I said to you, this guy's not going anywhere. He may be talking a big gig for whatever the reason. He's trying to get he can't get out of his own head. This guy, and one of the reasons that he's such a great talk host is because he can't get out of his own head. And I could see the wheels moving in his mind. You have a few podcasts and I'll be more successful. Bunk 'em. If you look at the stats this week, from the point of view of the people who actually study who listens to the radio versus who's listening to podcasts and who's listening to Pandora and all this other stuff, it pales in comparison with people who are actually listening to the radio. Radio, by far, according to the studies, the best advertising medium still. You know, the young kids that buy advertising, I don't want to get too inside here, but they pay attention to what the latest fad is. And the fad isn't performing. The radio is performing. And so guys like Francesca and other people who think they're going to be just as popular and make just as much doing a podcast, there's only one guy that I know of who's been able to do that, and that's Adam Carolla. I don't know anybody else who's done it. Am I wrong?
There are people that have some successful podcasts, and Adam Carolla is one of them. He would have been more successful had he succeeded as Howard Stern's successor and had a podcast. Right. He would be much better off. Yeah. But no, you're right, and it comes down to platforms. Don't leave the platform that made you what you are.
No.
Stay the platform. You know, if you're big on radio and you're number one on radio, you're not going to be bigger on anything else unless maybe you're Sean Hannity and you run for president.
Yeah.
They're only exceptions to the rule. If you're big in newspapers, keep that column. Stay with the platform that brung you to the dance.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson a lot of people don't know. That's all. What else can I say?
It's just very interesting. There's nothing else to say. I don't want to belabor it. I just find it's interesting. And the other thing that maybe I was sort of surprised at, because I've only met Boomer Esiason a couple of times. He came from Cincinnati, where I worked, and we were on the same station together for a while.
He's a nice guy, sort of.
Yeah, well, I don't know where
I know where you're going.
Yeah. So he goes on the air,
right,
and he starts taking shots,
right,
on the same station. Never mind, it'll be all right if it was a competing station. He's taking shots at him, and he's going to be on the same station with him. I don't know how that's going to work, but if I was management, I think I'd be... I mean, I want the guys to speak their mind. But I'm thinking
there's a case could be made that it's part of the sports radio culture,
maybe,
and that it's entertaining to the audience. One
maybe
thing,
it helps promote. Maybe it's an inside that we don't know about.
No, it isn't. It's real. They're not organized enough. They're too disorganized to pull off a conspiracy of that nature. That, things like that. There have been fake feuds in show business,
of course.
Yeah. But this is not one of them. I have found studying the talk media for so many years that the culture of sports talk radio is very different than the culture of any other area of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. The people in sports talk radio don't think they're in radio. They think they're in sports. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they think they're in professional wrestling.
Only
it's not fake. It's real.
Right. Yeah.
They're more like maybe mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. They're warriors. They hate each other. They're combatants. They want to kick each other's butts. They want to beat each other in the ratings. They don't like each other.
No.
And they're mostly kind of ornery guys that are I don't know, frustrated jocks. And I don't mean disc jockeys.
Well, most of them have been sports. It wasn't Francesco Sports. He played football or something, didn't he?
What do you think? So, yeah. No, yeah. He spent his whole career, really, at WFAN. He worked his way up.
He was the first guy to do a legitimate sports talk radio program 30 years ago, wasn't he?
He wasn't the first guy to do it, no, hardly. But he was one of the first major stars of the all-sports format.
Yeah,
we've had
right.
sports. I mean, don't forget somebody named Howard Cosell, my friend.
That's right, too. But they didn't have sports talk radio.
You millennials are all the same, Doug.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. All right, let's pause for a couple of announcements, then we'll continue on. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the stories, the people, some insight into what's going on in the business. Matter of fact, we'll have more of Michael Harrison's insight when it comes to using certain words on the radio. We'll get his point of view on that as we continue. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJ.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour. I hope that doesn't make it either anywhere. 23 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with our review of what's going on. We've listed the stories and the people. Number six item this week, Bill Cosby being convicted. Sort of on the heels of an announcement, the accusation of a couple of women that Tom Brokaw has sexually harassed NBC News employees in the 90s. And so there's sort of details of that. Try to kiss this woman. Oh, my God, more trouble for a guy who seems to be an American institution. Is there anything that's sacred? Anybody who's clean?
Yeah, the ones that you don't hear about.
Yeah.
I mean, there have to be clean people. It just it seems that way. But no, I believe that most men are decent.
Yep, I do too.
And,
most people are decent.
Yeah. And I just believe that. If I didn't believe that, I don't know what I would do. I mean, you know, we have to be grateful for the decency of the human race.
You can get pretty cynical if you do this. Alex, if you listen to Alex Jones every day, it'd be nuts.
Well, Alex Jones is forced to being America's number one conspiracy theorist, and there aren't enough conspiracies to fill the bills, so he has to make them up. And that undoes his credibility. I mean, that's the problem. He should never have called himself a conspiracy theorist. He should have called himself an investigative reporter and an entertainer. Yep. And in that way, you don't have to constantly have a new conspiracy.
Yeah, there are conspiracies, but that kind of stuff leads to...
But there's not one every day.
No.
And everything is not a conspiracy. This is it's just overdoing a good thing. But, of course, there are conspiracies.
All right. So from that point of view, there's a story floating around in the media, the news media this week, and also the trade media, about a St. Louis situation where a state rep has called a radio program and used the N-word. And there are people who want him fined. They don't know that you don't fine people, you fine radio stations. But interesting response you saw, Michael, that the FCC says that a lot of people use these words, this word now, the N-word, and it isn't, you know, and then the station management says when the people who are the N-word stop using that on their rap songs or their comedic routines, then we'll stop using it on our air. So what do you think of that? This obviously the references to the N-word, using it on the air, and whether talk hosts ought to be able to do it or not do it. It's more politically correct stuff. What's your take
on
that?
My immediate take to what you just said is I doubt that the person said the people who are the N-word who use it in rap songs, because they are not necessarily the N-word. Nobody is the N-word. So let me just make that clear, and I'm sure you agree.
Yeah.
If they did say that, well, that's pretty insulting based on current standards. And current
yes.
standards are important. Look, the FCC's role in regulating what is done in content and programming is murky, and it's very difficult to enforce, and it changes from region to region and from era to era. Words that are insulting ethnic insults are not considered obscenity. Obscenity are clearly spelled out words, functions,
right.
and the context in which they're
Nine
presented.
Others in the that famous
yeah.
However, that was done by
however, Colin. However, this broad, murky area that we call hate speech does have its consequences, and it's not necessarily by law, but rather by business practices, social practices, and public pressure. So that's my official answer to your question. You know, they could lose sponsors and have a bad image.
I mean, but how is it any different than using the term midget or retard? I mean, those are politically insensitive and incorrect these days, but people still use them. And so what
well,
do
people
we
also say dirty words. I mean,
yeah, good, fine
but you're not supposed to say that on the air.
No. That's 28 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The history of talk radio, a focus on the talk radio programs and stations and the hosts of the day. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You may find the replay, if you will, or the current play of the countdown at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Anytime. Day or night, any week, any month, any year, talkradiocountdownshow.com, the latest information and conversations that Michael and I have regarding talk radio. And you can also follow what's going on by going to talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio business, all the elements of the week. It's a trade publication, but yet there are so many people who are interested and fascinated with the format that they go on to talkers.com and see what's going on, the headlines, some analysis of things that are interesting. I found this week let's spend a little time on the difference between public radio and for-profit radio when it comes to talk, and how the situation in some markets is changing, Michael, because is it the quality of, I'll ask you, why is it that some of the commercial stations are not doing as well as some of the non-commercial stations in certain cities?
Because it's all radio, and it's all in the same place, and it basically has different vacuums that it fills, different niches. And public radio, whether it's NPR-type public radio or PRI, you know, all public radio is not NPR. People should know
right.
that. NPR is just a syndication company, basically, that provides programming to public stations, and there's all kinds of competition from them, too. It's funny when I hear PRI shows called NPR. So
right.
public radio generally is less conservative. As a result, conservative radio calls it liberal, but it's not necessarily liberal. It's much more of a center perspective. It's not sensational. It's more of a a measured approach to the news and to conversation about it. It fills a gap for certain people, many people who like that type of talk radio. And frankly, I've been telling the commercial world for years there are a lot of lessons that they could learn from public radio and do it as well, and there'd be an audience for it.
Yeah, there is. There's obviously an audience.
And a loyal audience.
Doing. Yeah.
Very loyal audience, very educated, in some cases affluent, not necessarily so, and it is a major force in radio broadcasting, equal to, if not greater in some cases, than commercial radio.
You know, it's interesting, sometimes some of the programmers that you and I both know will say, you got to move fast, you got to get started right away when the top of the hour is over, let's get right into the issues. And yet, if you listen to some of the most popular PR, as you said, NPR or Public Radio International PRI shows, they have long analysis pieces that go on for 5, 6, 7 minutes sometime. Their approach is much less frenetic than is some of the commercial stations. And it's really interesting to see what people prefer. It does tend to get you to understand the world is full of very different people, very different influences, very different takes on issues.
And there are different options. There are different options to it.
There ought to be.
Like, I think that, you know, they say, oh, you can't make any money with intelligence. You have to talk to 12th grade education, you know, in the news and all that. I think that the intelligent, as a voting block and as a listening and viewing block, as a consuming block, the intelligent, people who are very intelligent, I think that's one of the largest niches out there that basically goes untapped by commercial media.
I think that's a very astute point of view. So, thank you for making it.
Yeah, but I mean, in commercial media, if you're too intelligent, they say you're talking about people's heads. But
right,
there are people whose heads are above the people that are making that decision.
And more people than not. You know what it is? It's another one of those dumbing down of the media, news media, dumbing down of what's in school. Like, we don't have anybody that's got a brain in our country. And it's insulting, actually.
It's insulting, and it also sets a bad standard. The world of the 21st century is clearly going to be owned by the smart people.
Yeah.
The intelligent, you know, they say the meek shall inherit the earth, the smart shall inherit the earth in this 21st century. And the U.S. has to understand that its power does not just come from military might. It has to have brain power, and that doesn't happen organically. You have to work at it. It's like you're not going to build up a ripped body if you don't go to the gym. And education is going to the gym for the mind. And we don't take that into consideration. We're on some kind of a hell-bent movement toward thinking that stupidity is somehow virtuous.
Yeah.
And that ain't the way to go.
It's cool to be dumb. No. Okay, now, to the next point here, Michael Harrison does an interview every week, and you can find it at Talkers, you can find it at the mhinterview.com. Michael has this week done something, and he told us a little, you teased us last week a little bit about how the mother-daughter combo, former Senator Barbara Boxer, used to call her Bobo, and her daughter Nicole, are on this Michael Harrison interview. So bring us inside now, because the interview is actually posted, as to what it was that you found most intriguing talking to both of them. I don't know much about Nicole, frankly. I know a lot about Barbara Boxer.
Nicole is an award-winning filmmaker. She's a documentarian. She's a bright woman with a career of her own, and a very successful one at that, and she's extremely well-spoken because she does interviews on these documentaries. She's won Peabody Awards, Emmy Awards, nominated for Academy Awards. We're talking about a major figure, regardless of the fact that her mother was a 24-year member, a high-profile member of the U.S. Senate, 40-year elected official. You have a power duo here, two women, two mature, intelligent, well-spoken women that I had the pleasure of spending an hour with on this podcast talking about everything in the world. And it's fascinating, and I strongly recommend anybody that likes good listening and wants to hear not only the dynamic between a mother and a daughter, but just a lot of intelligent discussion, check out mhinterview.com, and it's the Barbara and Nicole Boxer conversation. It's the
mhinterview.com. I remember when I first started doing talk on KABC in Los Angeles. Barbara Boxer was just making her way into the Senate. It was about that time, mid-90s, right, when she went to the Senate. And the stories about her from her days as the number one person in the Board of Supervisors up in Marin County, basically San Francisco, that area, mm-hmm, and how she turned that into being able to run for Congress and then ran for the Senate. There are a lot of things, and I'm saying this with hopefully the most amount of respect. I find the double standard here amazing, or maybe we're catching up to the double standard. Barbara Boxer was reputed to be quite a sexual mistress. And the stories that were told about her and things that came from her getting political fame and fortune from men who were jealous were about as obscene as, you know, we talk about men all the time doing this sort of thing. Whether it was true or not, I never found it out. It was just the rumors about her. She's a very attractive woman. Even today, she's stunningly beautiful. I think she's very attractive anyway. But the fact that because she got to where she did, everybody thought it was sexual. Everybody would say, oh, yeah, she slipped away to the top, blah, blah, blah. And at that point, it didn't have the same impact as it does now, Michael, in terms of men and women and with the new culture that we're creating in our country that gets away from that sort of thing. Does it ever keep people, though, from snide comments? We're talking about, you know, the insinuation, suggestion, whatever it is, that women can't make it on their own without having to use their sex.
Well, that's a big topic that you just brought up, and I guess there'll always be sexual innuendo as long as the human species, the human animal, is a sexual creature, which we are to a certain degree.
Yep.
There's no question in my mind Barbara Boxer did not sleep her way to the top. Barbara Boxer is a brilliant communicator and one of the sharpest people I've ever talked to on the radio. So the fact that she happened to be and still is very good looking, which again is a subjective determination.
Sure. Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. But I mean, you know, people are people. It is what it is. I don't think that I don't think in her case it really applied.
Is she doing a podcast of her own?
Yeah, she has a podcast with Nicole at Podcast One. It's called Fight Back, and it's about politics. It's about contemporary issues, and the two of them work together as co-hosts. Barbara Boxer is the star of it because she's the bigger name, but the two of them work beautifully together. I was hesitant at first when I had the opportunity to interview Barbara Boxer, and then I found out that Nicole and Barbara wanted Nicole on it. I don't like doing two people interviews, especially when we're not in the same room, and you can't see, you tend to trip on each other. But I was really delighted that I went along with it because they worked so well together, and with me, it's as if they've been a radio team for years, and they just started a few weeks ago. So, they have a podcast.
Well, they've probably been working at being together for all those years, mother, daughter. They know what makes each other tick, and sometimes that's really helpful to get a tag team going.
Yeah, and they have a chemistry. Nicole was talking about the Zuckerberg hearings, and she says, "I love the part where the senator said to Zuckerberg, where were you?" And Barbara jumps in, "He didn't say Zuck." and Nicole says, "Well, that's the way I'm explaining it." And I'm sitting there laughing to myself. This is like a seasoned team. "Hey, Zook. He didn't say Zook. Well, that's the way I'm explaining it."
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Great
stuff.
That
type of thing. It gives you insight into the chemistry between two people. People don't realize that doing a two-person presentation on radio is a cerebral dance. You can step on each other. You can trip all over each other. You can have bad chemistry. It's a very, very delicate art form that is very difficult to do well.
Imagine, I'm just using this as an example, not to blow smoke in my own ear, but for years, many decades, I've been doing that, not only trying to make it work in the duo, and in this case, there are four people on the air with me doing the DJV show. We're not in the same place. We can't see each other. We just have to rely on what we know about each other and the cadence and how it all works in order to make it sound like we are all in the same room.
Absolutely. One of the problems in radio today, again, more behind-the-scenes stuff, is a lot of these teams that you hear, morning teams and sports teams, these duos and trios, they're shotgun marriages. They're put together by the suits that run the place for economic reasons and for their idea of what would work. And two people suddenly find themselves partners on a radio show, which is a very intimate thing, very intimate relationship. And it takes a lot of knowing each other, and they have to do a show together and come out of the chute, you know, in a gallop, and it doesn't always work. Many of these teams hate each other.
Yeah.
they hate each other.
Oh, my God, it's funny. In the People Department on the Talk Radio Review, this is a studied look at the names. Many of the stories, not always is it the same names from the same top 10 stories, but there is an equivalency here as we see going through the top 10 from the People list. The official list at number 10, Kim Jong-un. At number 9, Kanye West. Number 8, Michael Avenatti. Number 7, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. Number 6, Bill Cosby. Mike Pompeo is at number 5. Michael Cohen pleading the 5th is at number 4. Emmanuel Macron, his visit to the White House to America, the state dinner, his press conference at number 3. James Comey finds himself in a situation that I don't think he ever thought he was going to be in. Not that he doesn't want to be there. Good for selling his book. Comey's at number 2, and Donald Trump number 1, as usual, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story of Resort Release. Resort Release has the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. If you've got a contract, you don't like it, you want to get out, call 888-277-7245. What a concept. They'll find out. They'll be able to get you, because they have for tens of thousands of people around the country, to get you legally out of your timeshare. If this is a disaster for you, call Resort Release. They'll give you 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently can walk away from your timeshare. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay them a nickel. And that's that. They're Better Business Bureau rated A+. Call Resort Release at 888-277-7245 to get out of your timeshare contract. 888-277-7245.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
All right, so Michael, final comment on something that has happened as of later, as we're going to press, as it were. The story with Paul Ryan canning the House chaplain, because he delivered a prayer which Ryan didn't like.
I don't know much about that story, so I can't really comment much on it. Why don't you comment?
Well, Ryan, this guy, his name is Patrick Conroy, prayed. They have a chaplain. I don't know why there's a chaplain. I thought there was separation of church and state, but the House and the Senate pay chaplains of every denomination to be the chaplain or to be the representative of that religion. Anyway, this guy, Patrick Conroy, delivered a prayer on the House floor in which he said there were no winners or losers in the GOP tax bill. Ryan didn't like it, so he fired him.
He didn't like the fact that he did a political comment.
Yes, right.
And he's right.
I think he is, too. I don't think there's a place. I don't even think they should be there, frankly.
Well, that's another issue. There's a murky border around the rule of separation of church and state, and it mm-hmm. has to do with the cultural things, and that's a whole issue that'll never stop being argued.
Well, we'll argue it next time we're together, which will be next week. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer, college prof. He's an expert when it comes to identity theft and scams. He's written a number of books. If you go to scamicide.com, you will find out how to work around the dangers that are lurking at every corner. There are all kinds of deals. The 3 billion robocalls that were placed just last month alone, some scrutiny for cell phone users and rule makers, lawyers, all that sort of thing. So how do people get this is, I don't know if I consider this 100% a scam. The idea, Steve, that people get these calls. I have them on my phone, and frankly, yeah. I've tried getting rid of them using this stuff. Now you got to pay to keep them if you're a Sprint user. Some of the other outfits, AT&T and Verizon, have a some kind of an app you can use. But this is offensive. Why is it that we are subjected to this?
Well, because we can. You know, the thing here is that you're not even getting a call from a telephone. You're getting a call from a computer.
Yeah.
And so when the computer can load every kind of telephone number there is, they crank them out. It takes no time. They're automated messages. And, you know, even if you pick up and it's an automated message, hang up. Because automated messages for commercial purposes are illegal. So you know it's got to be a...
Well, that's what I mean. How are they still being done? Because they are illegal, these things.
It's whack-a-mole. And the FCC and the FTC both work in this, and the FTC will try and shut these down, and they will shut them down from a particular computer or number that's being used to send them when they become aware of them. And the various phone providers do the same thing, but then they just get another telephone number.
Right.
So
pandemonium.
Really, really difficult. The future has got to be the technology that recognizes as it's coming in that it is an automated call and should knock it off. I've used Nomo Robo, the free version, and it has been pretty good. It's not perfect.
Really?
But it is amazing. There are sometimes I will see on my caller ID a call that seems to be something I would recognize. And with Nomo Robo, if it's a scam call, it picks it up after one ring. So I'm about to pick one up and boop, off it goes. So they're able to mimic it. It's why you get calls that look like they're coming from your own telephone number or the IRS.
Yeah.
So you can't trust any of these.
I have put that Nomo or Robo on mine, and it works some of the time. The phone will ring once, and it goes away, and then sometimes it doesn't because for whatever reason it doesn't recognize the number. Here's something else to be aware of. There's a scam where you receive a uniform traffic ticket, which says you are clock speeding in New York at X time, for X speed, and then it tells you to open an attachment and mail money to the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles. Of course, the attachment has a virus, and bingo, you're in trouble right away.
So, you know, almost every one of the biggest data breaches that have hit companies, governmental agencies, and all of us as individuals come down to what they call spear phishing. And these are emails or text messages that are tailored to us, that look legitimate, may even have our name in there. And there's a link, and you click on the link. You click on that link, and you're going to download malware. And it can be ransomware, where they lock up your information, or it can be stealing information, make you a victim of identity theft. So you really can't click on links unless you've confirmed they're accurate.
All right, a couple of legal items here. The Stormy Daniels case, all of these people who are going to fall because of this, is it worth a moment?
Yeah, I think the Stormy Daniels case is something that there is something there. And you've got Michael Cohen now taking the Fifth Amendment in the civil suit, but he's doing that based on the fact that something he say there may be used against him in the federal case, the criminal case against him in New York. Although if they're talking about attorney-client privilege, the president has already gone on record as saying, no, he did very little for me, so there shouldn't be any problem with attorney-client privilege.
How about the legality of Bill Cosby? He's convicted. Where does he go to jail, or he has to pay a lot of fine, or his appeals take him for the rest of his life?
I don't know how long he's going to go to jail. They're going to certainly take his age into consideration. But after all of this and what it entailed, and the fact that he's 80, enjoy your years in the jail. He won't die in jail, but he'll serve time.
Well, but grab all of his money. Gloria will go to work now and sue in civil court, right? Get all the dough from him. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman helping us out here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.